The federal education secretary, John King, was New York's education commissioner until about a year ago. Under King's tenure in the state, controversy over the implementation of the Common Core learning standards escalated. It led to a boycott movement for the 3rd through 8th grade standardized tests and resulted in around 1/5 of students opting out of the tests last year. This year, even more students skipped the exams by a slight margin, 22% compared to 20% in 2015. The new state education commissioner, Mary Ellen Elia, tried to minimize the boycott. Elia issued a pre-recorded statement where she tried to stick to the positive, saying the test results improved from 2015.
We're very pleased with the performance this year. We went up 6.6 percentage points in English language arts and 1 percentage point in mathematics.
Nevertheless, the test results still show nearly 2/3 of 3rd through 8th grade students less than proficient in English and math.
We obviously have work to do, and so we need to continue those efforts and work across the board to help the professionals across the state who work every day with our students.
The boycott of the standardized tests could have some adverse consequences for the schools with high numbers of students skipping the exams. Federal Education Secretary King said in July that schools where fewer than 95% of students take the tests should be labeled as low-performing schools and possibly face fines or even a takeover. The rules are part of President Obama's new Every Student Succeeds Act. It replaces No Child Left Behind. Groups, including the New York State School Boards and the New York School Superintendent, say the sanctions are a terrible idea. They say they were initially excited about the Every Student Succeeds Act because President Obama and his aides said it would give states and local school districts more control on how to run classes and assess students. But Bonnie Ryan Russell, president of the New York State PTA, says now schools could be punished with a decrease in federal funding or worse for things that are out of their control.
It's really up to a parent to make that decision whether or not their child takes an assessment, and they have every right to choose one way or the other. With this 95%, we have a real concern because it may make it difficult on certain districts that really need funding that may not receive it.
The threat of federal sanctions comes after a year when the new education commissioner and a newly reconfigured state board of regents have tried hard to calm the controversy that led to the opt-out movement. They've stopped, as of next year, using a corporation that makes up all the tests, questions, and answers, and they found another company that allows teachers to have more input into the questions on the exams. They've delayed a new law that would judge teachers' performance based on the test results, and they've shortened the tests and allowed students longer to complete them. The PTA's Ryan Russell says the new wrinkle, though, threatens to reignite the controversy.
We've had 2 years of change. We were hoping that the change might be slowing down. I think what it is this change is shifting. So I think we just have to keep our focus and keep a focus on the child, whether you're a teacher or a parent. I just really, really always hope that we're always putting the child first.
The PTA, along with the other groups, have written letters to King asking him to reconsider the proposed sanctions. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.